Here's a little bit more of the phenomenon of man. 3. The attributes of the omega point. After allowing itself to be captivated in excess by the charms of analysis to the extent of falling into illusion, modern thought is at last getting used to once more to the idea of the creative value of synthesis in evolution. It is beginning to see that there is definitely more in the molecule than in the atom, more in the cell than in the molecule, more in society than in the individual, and more in mathematical construction than in calculations and in theorems. We are now inclined to admit that at each further degree of combination, something which is irreducible to isolated elements emerges in a new order. And with this admission, consciousness, life, and thought are on the threshold of acquiring a right to existence in terms of science. But science is nevertheless still far from recognizing that this something has a particular value of independence and solidity. For, born of an incredible concourse of chances on a precariously assembled edifice, and failing to create any measurable increase of energy by their advent, are not these creatures of synthesis, from the experimental point of view, the most beautiful as well as the most fragile of things? How could they anticipate or survive the ephemeral union of particles on which their souls have alighted? So in the end, in spite of a half-hearted conversion to spiritual views, it is still on the elementary side, that is, towards matter infinitely diluted, that physics and biology look to find the eternal and the great stability. In conformity with this state of mind, the idea that some soul of souls should be developing at the summit of the world is not as strange as might be thought from the present-day views of human reason. After all, is there any other way in which our extremely distant any other way in which our thought can generalize the principle of emergence? At the same time as this soul coincides with the supremely improbable coincidence of the totality of elements and causes, it remains understood or implied that it cannot form itself save at an extremely distant future and in a total dependence on the reversible laws of energy. Yet it is precisely from these two restrictions, fragility and distance, both incompatible to my mind with the nature and function of omega, that we want to rid ourselves, and this for two positive reasons, one of love, the other of survival. First of all, the reason of love. Expressed in terms of internal energy, the cosmic function of omega consists in initiating and maintaining within its radius the unanimity of the world's reflective particles. But how could it exercise this action, were it not in some sort loving and lovable at this very moment?